Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi, and I am in Appleton, Wisconsin. I don't think I've done a podcast from Appleton in about 5 years, let alone a Dog Days episode. It was probably 2014 was the last one that we did. So I am here on business, and I have a presentation workshop to do in Green Bay, which is about 30 minutes north of here, tomorrow. So I came in Tuesday afternoon and visited with some friends, hung out at the karate and jiu-jitsu school, learned a lot, although I couldn't participate. The surgery has my abdomen all torn up, so I'm not going to be doing any jiu-jitsu for a while. But it was really, really nice. Driving around town, checked out the old homestead. Lisa's apple tree that she grew from a seed is full of apples at our old house. A little weird because I'm in what's kind of our last hometown. Well, I lived in three towns in my life, really. Marquette, Michigan, Appleton, Wisconsin, and Phoenix, Arizona. So to be back here and driving around familiar streets, but not in my car, it's a rental, it feels a little weird. It's sort of surreal, but nice to see a lot of the people that I used to hang out with and study with and learn from. And just, I miss the people. I miss the people. That's what it boils down to. So I have another album. I think since I am doing this reminiscing of an old man, pining maybe in a sense, I am going to get out Journey's Don't Stop Believing. Journey's Escape. Escape is the album. Don't Stop Believing was the first title. I apologize. I was a little whacked out in my presentation there, and I believe it is this one. I don't even have it labeled. It's still a raw track. Now this is playing off the laptop, so the audio is really gonna stink for this. Yeah, that's it. And lots and lots of memories. This one actually goes back, I think this is one of the first vinyl albums that I was given as a gift in high school, and I don't recall exactly who gave this to me. I think it was a Christmas gift from my family or someone in my family, and it came about the same time, if not the same Christmas, as I got J. Geil's Freeze Frame. You know, that 81, 82 era. Wasn't a Journey fan at that time, so I don't know what compelled them. Maybe it was just a popular album that people wanted to buy, that somebody thought it'd make a nice gift, and it did. It started me down a path of being a Journey fan. I am still a Journey fan, and any opportunity. And they are one of my favorite bands of all time. You can call me a child of the 80s or a teenager of the 80s, and this would be very appropriate. I have done this particular song on stage in Vegas, karaoke, and purportedly it was done pretty well. People said congratulations, you did a great job, and there may even be a video out there floating around of me performing, but I do have some stills. I think that I have one on my personal homepage under the fun page, but I'd have to look. But Journey Escape goes something like this. Obviously, we're listening to Don't Stop Believin', one of their main hits off this song. Stone in Love, also a very popular song. Who's Crying Now? Keep on Running. See, I think they're all popular because I just played them till my ears bled. I even played this record backwards a few times. There are some interesting points when you do that. Keep on Running is track 4 on side 1. Side 1 concludes with Still They Ride. And then side 2 goes into Escape, Lay It Down, Dead or Alive, Mother, Father, and Open Arms. And Open Arms is one of those classic 80s love ballads. When did this come out? 81, 82 is when these were written, but I believe it was released at the end of 82. I would have to look. I don't recall not finding it, but we'll find it. Singles. So, like a lot of these songs, it reminds me of the people that I associated with those songs. Either they requested it at the roller rink, or I would skate with a particular person to this song on a slow couple song, whatever it was. Mixed up teenage emotion things going on. But still, like, being in Appleton, it reminds me of the people, and I miss the people. So that is my vinyl of the day, Journey's Escape. If you feel compelled, go listen online or whatever. I think this one may even have a scratch in it. I heard some serious hissing and popping at the beginning. And I will talk to you again tomorrow. Until then, take care. Bye now.